So today on AM Quincy, we're focusing on the Quincy chapter of the Greater Boston PFLAG organization. Jim Mortimer is stopping by to tell us what it is and how you might be able to get involved with us. Jim, first, nice to meet you. Thanks for coming over.
Thank you, and thank you for having me here.
Yeah, it's a pleasure. I know we've been trying to put this together for a while now, because the organization itself has been around for how long now?
Actually, we're Quincy Support Group, or an umbrella under Greater Boston PFLAG.
Yeah.
But basically, we're a subgroup of that chapter.
Okay.
And we've been at it for just over a year and a half.
Oh, really? Has it been that long?
Yeah.
Okay.
The idea came from a town hall with the LGBTQ Commission of Quincy.
Yes.
Jim Potoser suggested that we start a PFLAG chapter, and we connected with Greater Boston PFLAG. And then we went through the training as facilitators, and we started the meetings.
Okay. So for folks who don't know, what is PFLAG?
PFLAG is a support group for families or friends and relatives of the LGBTQIA community.
Yeah.
And what we do is we provide support, we supply information and resources to the people when they have questions. Sometimes for a parent, it's difficult when a son or a daughter comes out and they have questions. And there's so much misinformation on the internet that you need real resources, and that's what PFLAG does. It's a national organization. There's chapters in every state. And when we discuss about starting our group here in Quincy, the nearest one is down by Cape Cod. So we thought it would be great to have a local one.
Okay, okay. So year and a half, how has it been going? Have you found that it's been needed?
It's needed.
Yeah.
Ups and downs, challenges.
Okay. Yeah.
We've been winging it with it's hard to explain where we have ideas, moving those ideas forward, a little bit more difficult than others.
Mm-hmm.
But this month we have the film fest. We're showing Wild About Harry, a movie about coming out, and we're showing an opera as one about transitioning, and it makes a great impact if you watch those movies.
Yeah.
On how you feel about family and how it is for a person to come out to a family member transition.
So since you brought it up, I'll give all the details just so folks understand. It's October 26th,
yes.
1 to 4 p.m. at the Thomas Crane Public Library in the community meeting room,
yes.
In the main branch, right, downtown Quincy. 1 o'clock is the film screening, Wild About Harry, and then 3 o'clock, As One, a chamber opera from Laura Kaminsky about transitioning. So what is that, Jim?
It's a perspective. It's hard to explain.
Okay.
For me, anyway. But it's about, two people as one. And they're going through the transition of changing. And it shows you how they transition.
So is this a live performance?
Yes.
Oh, it is?
Yep.
Oh, okay. All right. And you're also looking for art from local artists, right?
Yes, we like to exhibit local art from the LGBT community.
Okay.
It's open to everyone, all ages. We think it would be nice to display people's art while we're having this film festival. And it's just not about Quincy, it's about surrounding communities.
Okay.
I've been on social media advertising it, so it's kind of like, we'll see where it goes.
Okay.
That's one of the challenges about running a support group is you don't know the end product. We're hoping people will show their art and join us.
Okay.
And come to see the movie and see the opera.
They can reach out through an email, quincysupport@gbpflag.org.
Yes.
Okay, Greater Boston PFLAG.
And we actually have our first meeting next month. That's what we had in a while because we've been very busy over the summer. With Pride Month, and
yes, yeah,
my wife and I ended up doing tabling of 4 events. We also did the Flag Day Parade, mm-hmm. March, And it was a little overwhelming. It was more than what we expected. This is why we're looking for volunteers and more people to facilitate the meetings.
Okay.
Because we would like to expand.
Okay.
Like during Pride Month, there's Weymouth Pride that we like to go to. We had to cut back on what we could do because we're limited with just the two of us doing tables.
Yes, yeah.
And it's time-consuming. Plus, we have full-time jobs, and we have to make arrangements through the Pride groups to show up and then table. And
yeah, people don't realize the work behind putting on an event within an organization. It's time-consuming.
It's a lot more than we thought it would be.
Is it really?
Yeah. Yeah.
Where and when does the Quincy chapter of PFLAG meet?
We like to keep that private. You can get the place of the meeting through the website.
Oh, okay. What's the website?
It's the,
the email address?
The email address.
Okay, okay.
And privacy. Times are a little difficult on the political spectrum where it's a safe spot for people.
Okay.
And we don't want people targeting the meetings. It's just the way of the world it is these days.
And I see.
You just never know what could happen. And like it's anonymous. It's like going to an AA meeting,
mm-hmm.
but it's more or less for parents and friends of the LGBT community.
Yeah. So what typically happens at a meeting? How does it run?
You can participate, you can just listen to other people's stories.
Yes.
We're there to not give advice. It's not a therapy session. It's more or less to talk about your problems and have people with the same problems or issues listen to you. And we can offer resources through Greater Boston PFLAG. They have social workers, therapists. If you want to connect with those people, we can do it through Greater Boston PFLAG.
Okay.
And Greater Boston PFLAG also has Zoom meetings, which is nice. And they have all types of Zoom meetings for grandmas, different identities, whether you're trans, gay, lesbian, whatever your needs are, they can hook you up with a Zoom meeting.
Okay.
Which is nice.
How many?
And it can be, it's anonymous if you want to do a Zoom.
Yeah. Yeah, you can make up any name you want, right?
Yeah.
Sure. About how many folks typically attend the Quincy meetings?
Four.
Is that right? Okay.
We're new.
Yeah.
And the most difficult part is getting us known out there.
That's part of why you're here today, Jim.
It is.
We hope we can help you do that. Yeah.
But it's kind of like we started with the Quincy Commission of the LGBT Commission.
Yep.
They emailed out. Then we started our own email list.
Yes.
And put flyers on the social media.
Yep.
I mean, there's only so much networking you can do when you're busy all the time. But every person that we help counts.
So why is this important to you and your wife, Jim? Well, you know, what personal meaning does this have?
Someone close to us came out.
Okay.
And it was perfectly fine with us. We're both accepting. But we see what goes wrong with people who are anti-LGBTQ. Whether it could be someone making a comment at work, someone making a comment on social media. And nowadays, there's so much anti-LGBTQ laws trying to be passed to discriminate against them. And someone needs to speak up. And personally, I get angry when people say, well, they make the homophobic joke or the transgender joke. But you never know who has a family member that's gay or lesbian or has a transgender kid.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, roughly 1 in 5 people are LGBTQ+IA. And some of them, kids are afraid to come out to their parents.
Mm-hmm.
You hear stories about being thrown out of the house. There's a high risk of teen suicide among LGBTQ teenagers. Homelessness.
Yeah.
And I'm glad it's like, it's not the person that I know, but it makes you angry that a parent could be like that to a child.
Right, but we should, PFLAG is for parents.
Parents.
Yeah.
And parents will go to the meetings to get the mental health support.
Yeah.
so they can deal with having a child that is LGBTQ.
Okay.
Or a friend or a relative.
Right, yeah.
So and I think mental health is a big part of it because our meetings are events. Because sometimes if you have kids are troublesome as a parent sometimes.
All kids.
and it's like, well, and then when you're brought up in a strict Catholic or cultural difference where LGBTQ is not acceptable, there's a conflict. And we're there to help with that conflict, the parents or friends.
I want to talk again about this event on the 26th because it sounds like fun.
We want to have fun.
Yeah.
I mean, there's not that many activities that go on, Quincy, during the year. We have Pride. Then it tends to tone down until next year.
Right.
But if you look at other cities, they always have events going on, some type of events where the community is involved. And we just like to have something for the community.
Okay. So, again, tell us what will be happening October 26th at the Thomas Crane Library.
We're going to have a movie, Wild About Harry. The producer, James Egan, will be there.
Wow.
If there's a Q&A, if he wants to talk, he may say a few words.
Okay.
Dan Perdios, which is a local author, will have some of his books on display. And then we'll have the discussion after As One, the opera, if there's any questions at all. And I think people like to talk about the coming out or transition, what they've experienced in their lives. It's going to be a safe spot to be able to enjoy a movie and talk about it.
And any charge? This
no.
is free.
It's free.
And open to anybody?
Open to anyone.
Okay.
Honestly, unless you're going to cause trouble, but it's kind of like it's going to be a safe spot and it's for everyone to enjoy.
Okay. 1 to 4 p.m. And we'll talk again about the art that you're looking for from artists and how they get that art to you.
They need to be there before 20 minutes of one, so they can post the art, and they need to do a pickup at 4 o'clock.
Oh, take their art back?
Yep.
Okay.
I think people enjoy to have the art displayed, a little sense of pride.
And any requirements for how they
frame pictures, they're going to be hung up.
Okay.
I mean, this is the first one, so who knows what could happen if we ever do this again.
Right.
And we could expand it. My wife is going to kill me for saying that. But she is doing all the work, and she deserves all the credit for this.
What's your wife's name? We should mention her name, Patricia. Okay.
Please, thank you.
Make sure.
The last thing she needs to see is watch us and have her say her name.
We don't want to get you in trouble. Exactly.
It won't be the first time.
So it really is just the two of you, then, that got this started and are kind of facilitating it?
Jim Toza has been very helpful.
Yeah, okay.
And, but basically, he's been helping in the meetings, too.
Yeah.
So he deserves a lot of credit.
Okay.
And our allies who have shown up to support us, to show support for the people who show up in the meetings.
Okay. So it's a lot of word of mouth, it sounds like, right now.
Yep.
Yeah.
And plus, I mean, my wife and I are no clueless. We're brand new to this.
Yeah.
So we don't know how to network. I mean, we would like to reach out to the APAC community, with the BIPOC community.
Yes.
But it's kind of like, I don't know how. I am on Facebook. That's about it.
Okay.
And which is the difficult part. But yeah, we're learning.
Okay. The city does have a diversity, equity, and inclusion office.
They've helped us too with translating the PFLAG flyers.
Yes.
Which was very helpful.
Into different languages, you mean?
Yes. Okay. Vietnamese, simple Chinese, and Mandarin.
Very good. Okay.
Now, so I knew I needed to hit the Asian Center, too, to speak to them.
Sure.
But the biggest thing is, like, we're busy, so that's why we need volunteers.
Okay.
So at least if they're helping out, we know the stuff is getting done, then we can plan more for the future.
And, again, best way is through that email address?
Yes.
Okay. Again, Quincy, support at gbpflag.org.
Yep.
Okay. Anything else, Jim?
If anyone's interested in volunteering and becoming a facilitator, you'll always be welcome to help us out.
Okay.
And we're always looking for, we're planning ahead, but it's kind of like, what can we do and what can we handle? So if we have more volunteers, we could probably do more.
Yeah. Will you have any appearances at the upcoming city events? The parades or the events
we
on
tried,
the Common?
Last year we tried to march in the Veterans Day Parade. We're denied because we didn't have a sponsor, a military veteran that lives in Quincy,
yes,
to sponsor us and walk with us. So we couldn't do that. We considered doing the Christmas Day Parade,
yep,
but we couldn't find a truck, which we knew. Didn't know how to find a truck besides
okay.
renting one.
Okay.
My wife was all gung-ho about that, but that fell through. And like I said before, it's like if we have more volunteers or more people to help us, we can do more for the city.
Okay.
And for the community.
Okay, so this really is an outreach to get more folks involved with your group.
Yeah, it's helping other people too.
Sure.
Because until you hear the stories, what people go through, it's frustrating, and they need, because it's like when someone comes out, like, how do I deal with this? Mm. And it's kind of like, oh, they ask themselves, where did I go wrong? Did mm-hmm. I do something wrong with my child? Or they completely accept it and they're happy with them for being who they are. And if they reach out, they can get the help that they need.
Okay, so that's your message. Somebody watching, a parent watching
yes.
right now that has that situation in their family, reach out, right?
And there is a large LGBT community in Quincy. I wouldn't be surprised if there was, but it's drawing them out. It's like the LGBT community is like very quiet. And we have Pride Day, then everything goes quiet. Yeah, I think they should shine. There's no reason why. I mean, Boston shines, Weymouth shines, Randolph shines. They keep up doing events, and I think Quincy should do the same.
Okay. Well, we hopefully get the word out for you here at QATV, and please reach out here if we can do any more.
Thank you so much. Feel free to join us if you're available that day.
Oh, thank you. Again, it's October 26th. 1 to 4 at the main branch of the Thomas Crane Library.
Yes.
Okay. Nice to talk with you, Jim. Thanks for coming over.
Thank you. Thank you for having me.
Oh, you're very welcome. And thanks for watching us here at AM Quincy. I'm Joe Catalano. We'll see you next time.